For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. There are many reasons that a person might want to start a small business, and that's the case with Tracy Whitten. In the second of my three-part series on small businesses, I spoke with Tracy Whitten, owner of Great Getaways, spelled G-R-E-Y-T, Getaways. She began by telling me what it is.
Great Getaway is my personal business at home, and what I do is I pet sit for owners of sight hounds, and sight hounds being greyhounds, Italian greyhounds, borzoi, or whippets.
I've never met a dog I didn't like, but these are beautiful dogs. However, they require a special kind of understanding as a breed, don't they, and therefore specialized care?
Oh, yeah. The retired greyhound hasn't really had any type of experience being a pet until they've been given up to the rescues. And so when an owner, you know, adopts a greyhound, it takes some time to get the dog, I guess, acclimated to being a pet. And, you know, they don't know what dog beds are. They don't know what stairs are. They've never had a dog treat. So things are... They're just different.
They've never been socialized as a pet. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, but they're awesome, awesome pets. When the person adopts a greyhound, there's many perks to adopting one. They're very much like cats. They clean themselves. They do not need a lot of bathing because they don't have that doggy undercoat that makes them smell like dogs. They just kind of lay there. We call them floor art. They're beautiful animals, but they sleep a lot. And many people think that because they are racers that they need a lot of exercise, and that's not the case at all. Actually, they're sprinters. They'll take a lap around the yard, and they're done. They want to come back in the house. So they're not outdoorsy type of animals. Now, there are some that have a lot more energy than others and do need the occasional walk to tire them down a little bit, but they're just really fast couch potatoes.
That's really funny. It never occurred to me. You're right. I would have thought that they would be, having been a race dog, a very active animal. Are greyhounds ever just pets?
There are some, especially in the show world.
I was going to say in the show world, yeah, but then they're not really pets there either.
Yeah. There's not a lot of breeders in the United States, and that's a good thing, I think, because of the racing. I mean, obviously there's so many out there that need homes, so there's not really a lot out there that are just being bred just for pets.
Well, let's get off the sad part and talk about your business. With you, they get a wonderful vacation home.
What I do, what I provide, is a home environment like they would have at their own house, but they're being boarded. People who have adopted a greyhound sometimes, to the most part, don't want their dogs back in that kennel situation, and that's what I do. I have some of my own. Greyhounds enjoy other greyhounds' company. You know, they play together, they lay around together, you know, they enjoy each other's company, and they're not in that kennel environment.
But you didn't just start boarding as a business. You sought help here at Isothermal Community College through our small business center. Talk about that a little bit, because you have a full-time job that you don't intend to leave, correct?
Oh, yeah. I do work as an instructor at the college, and I do enjoy that very much. I teach drafting, engineering-type courses.
But you do it out there at area high schools and not here on campus.
And I had my dogs, and I thought, you know what? I have a pretty nice setup here, and I think people could take advantage of having me pet sit for them. So I looked online, I did some research, and talked to other people, but I couldn't really pin down a step-by-step process of starting a business. So that's when I think we had a development day a few years back, and I had met Ted through the Small Business Center, And with that, I was like, okay, this can be doable. He gave me a step-by-step list to go through. It was an easy process, and without that, I don't think I could have done it. So,
what kind of things were in the process for you? Because for each person, it's going to be a little different.
You know, you have to, first of all, come up with a name, get their name registered, find out if there's any type of license involved, taxes. You know, the list goes on and on, but the list is in order to where you know what to do next, and that was the biggest benefit of going through the Small Business Center. It was just very beneficial.
As a part-time business, how many dogs can you board at once?
I don't like to go above 10.
That seems like such an incredibly large number.
It really is not. I mean, my home is 4,000 square feet, and we have over 4 acres. Over an acre of that is fenced in. They also have a large sand lot where they get to play, they get to dig and lay in the sun and, you know, enjoy themselves there. And because they just kind of lay there most of the time, it really doesn't get chaotic. 10 is my max. I usually try around 8, my magic number.
Tracy says she also offers special deals on her Facebook page and does some marketing at places such as the annual Rutherfordton Bay Fest, where she collects donations for various sighthound rescues, in addition to offering information about her business. Tracy, which is more difficult, being in charge of teenagers or being in charge of a bunch of dogs?
That's a hard choice.
Really? Really? The high school kids are not that hard, huh?
You know, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy what I teach. I'm passionate about it. But high schoolers, they have their issues. And but dogs have theirs. They're totally different. So I guess it's just the way the day goes. You know?
Tracy Whitten, part-time small business owner of Great, that's G-R-E-Y-T, Getaways at www.greatgetaways.com. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.